Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You BetQL.
Bring it up, Rick. Before we close up shop on the wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet. Thanks to our three great guests on today's show, Ryan Newton from 4for4, Brett McMurphy, Action Network, and our pal Brian Baldinger, out on a nature hike after spending 9 hours indoors. Love Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Locked in for tomorrow's show, Pro Sports Better Rob Bazzola, and Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris. More to come on tomorrow's show, which is going to be awesome, obviously. Giants, Washington, Power Hour, basically the entire hour, side total props for that game. So lots to do on a Thursday on You Better, You Bet. Appreciate our crew working hard, making us look and sound good each and every day here on the show. Rick Camp, the great Rick Camp. Bill Matz, the great Bill Matz. Mike Brown, the great Mike Brown. Coming up after us, he's back. Quentin Mayo returns from a well-deserved vacation, joining Ryan Horvath and Trista Crick. So the full crew back together on BetMGM tonight. Cameron Gray producing. Tyler Morales along for the ride as well. You'll hear Tyler's dulcet tones momentarily. Ryan, Trista, Quentin, live betting extravaganza tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, following us. Make sure you stay tuned in to BetQL because the show's on BetQL. Daily tip tomorrow morning.
That would help.
I painted myself into a word corner. It's like, where can I go from here? Daily tip to back tomorrow with Jenks and Chelsea Messenger, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. The Joes and Aaron Hawksworth, Giulio and Ostrowski, BetQL Daily tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon. And then Ken and I return for 4 hours of wagertainment on a tremendous Thursday tomorrow. Okay. I guess it's time now, right? We got nothing else to do except for golf bets here. Anyone want to say anything else, or we're just going to end the show with some golf?
Let's end the show with some golf and then see what happens.
Tyler, anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm good.
Tyler's
back to you guys.
Zone. Right, I think yes. Tyler's entered the zone where everything he says makes me laugh.
All right. You know what's great radio? Tyler, what do you want to talk about? I don't know, guys. Bye. Okay, great.
Back after this.
It's like Van Pelt has this thing with Stanford Stever. He's like, Steve, take us to break. And Steve's like, coming up. it just goes to break.
It's all pretty classic. Okay. Golf bets time. There's a tournament coming up. Rocky Mountain High, Silverado, Fortinet. Someone look up. Like, just Google Fortinet and tell me what comes up. Like, it's like Leonard's
distant cousin. It's got to be a company. Has to be a company. What do they make? What do you think Fortinet makes?
What's Leonard's brother's name, by the way? It's like, is it
Leonard
also,
Leonard.
Right?
It's Leonard. Lanard. I promise that's true.
That's the same thing with the Ridleys. Riley Ridley's real name is Caven Ridley, not Riley Ridley. So it's Caven and Calvin.
Be like, I stuck my brother with the L. Like... Leonard.
Stop. Stop.
Hello, I'm Leonard. Hello, I'm Leonard. That's what I mean. These jokes have been made for like 4 years. This is not a new thing, but that's what...
That's basically like Steven and Stefan Urkel.
It's basically it's a similar dynamic. There's no question. Leonard wasn't, and you asked it so intellectually curious too. Isn't his brother like? His brother named this. Yes, it's Leonard.
Even funnier than I thought it was going to be. Oh my god. Leonard.
I don't know where he is right now, actually. Let me see. Where is he?
Maybe he wouldn't
fumble. Did he leave LSU?
Maybe he wouldn't fumble or like a tipped ball that gets intercepted. We could catch our Bucks bet.
So he left the LSU team in the middle of the 2019 season, and his quote was, a source said Fournette, quote, just wants to move on with his life. It's like, I mean, that's
Leonard.
God bless him. Yeah. It's a...
All right. So Bill, we have this official here. We know what Fournette is now.
Yeah. The network security, they will transform and secure your WAN.
What's it's that? Your wireless network?
Fournette.
What's a WAN? I thought it was going to be secure your WAN, and I was like, I don't know what that means.
Well, because LAN is like local area network. What's WAN? Right. Wireless area network?
Wireless area network, I guess.
That makes sense.
Network security.
Right. Fortinet.
Sponsoring golf tournaments.
Love Leonard. It. Yeah, getting the exposure. We're talking about him on this show. Everyone's going to go buy some Fortinet products.
That's the hardest I think I've laughed since Danny Colombe.
Since Danny Colombe. Yeah, Danny Colombe is like an all-time. I mean, that's like tears, like legit tears for 2 minutes on that one.
Well, I feel like from now on, it's like the funniest moments on You Bet will be judged based on Danny Colombe.
Yes. Journeyman pitcher, Danny Colombe.
Pitcher. Rest in peace, Big Blades. For people that don't know, Reed's not actually dead. He just left the company.
Yeah. So, Reed's doing great. He's like reached out to us. Like, couldn't be happier for him.
Reed is good. Yeah. Still on Twitter at Reed Wallach. He's awesome. At some point, I hope like our career paths intersect again so we can get him back on the show. But for now, Reed is off the show. But please feel free to continue supporting Reed. Big Blades, Reed Wallach. Leonard.
Dude's name is Leonard. Yeah. It's
Leonard. Put your brother's name, Leonard. Okay. All right. It's time. Golf bet.
To the Fortinet. All right.
From the comfort of their homes, You Better You Bet presents Golf Bets. Now up to the tee box, it's Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and Tyler Morales.
Ken. $1 million, titanium briefcase, cash, tax-free.
Deal or no deal?
You have to change your name to Leonard Barkley.
Leonard Barkley?
Yeah.
Do I have to, can I have a nickname? Can I be like Lanny?
You're Leonard Barkley.
I have to be Leonard, and I have to like say it like that. They'd be like, how do you pronounce it? They go Leonard, and I have to go, no, Leonard.
Leonard or Leonard.
I like how the $1 million is like as if the manner in which the $1 million was delivered to me was particularly important. Like steel briefcase. Like, well, if it's leather,
titanium. See, to me, like that's the stuff that I find funny is like the innocuous details that get thrown in that don't matter at all.
Right? Yeah, it's like million in a titanium briefcase and be like, well, titanium. I mean, geez, put that on Storage Wars, get like $500 for it, probably. I mean, $1 million. Yes. Yeah, I would do it. Yeah.
Tyler, $1 million to be Leonard Morales.
I would do it for way less than that. So $1 million, 100%.
Give right, Tyler like 200.
Yeah, you got to. Honestly, I would do it for like $1,000. You just said you got to change your name.
$1,000? You'd be Leonard Morales?
Yeah. $1,000?
Yeah, but I mean, at this point, like, I mean, my name doesn't really matter. I'll just change it to Leonard and not tell anybody. It'll be $1,000.
Yeah, but like, then people are going to call you Tyler. Yeah, and you have to correct them and say, my name isn't Tyler.
Say, like, no, actually, it's like your turn.
Right.
Like, hey, Tyler, not my name.
That's not my name.
No, Leonard.
Well, that's your opinion.
All right, $5,000, I'll do it.
who are you bidding against? You've, like, lowballed yourself here.
Amazing. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah.
All right. Stunning.
Fortinet, they're securing your wireless network, and they're also posting a golf tournament. Tyler, what are your bets for the Fortinet?
All right, I got 6 for the Fortnite. I got Cam Champ, 45-1. Our biggest long shot cash. We got him at 125-1 at the 3M. Big he's time. From North California, so he's been putting on these power greens most of his life, so it's perfect fit. Our guy is back, Charlie Hoffman, 50-1. There are 50-1 still out there. I mean, he fits everything in this course, and he's what, a top five golfer over the past year, so 50-1, I'll take it. Mazzola's guy, Maverick McNealy, I like. He's gained a stroke in every category in his last 20 rounds. And I did a little small bet long shots here. Hudson Swafford, 100-1. Oof. Patrick Rogers, who I can't quit, 150-1. And Luke List, 140-1. So those are my six bets.
What about Leonard List?
What about Leonard McNealy? That's what...
I was upset that we don't have any Hank Lebiola anymore. I don't know if he's playing in this tournament.
I thought about it, but he's looking bad. He's been trending downhill ever since that ever since his hot start, and it's not looking great. So
well, ever since you crowned him as your king, he has been
playing from the throne. If you want to bet him, Nick? He is playing in the tournament. Just so
all right, right, Ken. What do you got for the Fortinet?
Three outright bets. Zalatoris is pretty low priced, but there actually aren't like a lot of winners in this field, so I actually think his price is still playable at like 20. Anything over like 20, 21 is playable. 24 is the best number in the market. And then two guys 60-1 plus that Max Homa, like for price, stood out really, really big. And he's like a multi-winner, obviously. And, you know, I would prefer that to a guy who just finishes in the top 10 all the time, even if his numbers are better. So Max Homa 63 is the best number on him in the market, which I think is crazy. Really like him in this tournament. Brendan Steele would be another guy, 80-1. So those three outrights, that's just how I'm starting positions in the tournament. Like, don't want Rahm, don't want a lot of the other low price guys. So Max Homa, Brendan Steele, Zalatoris, and then three guys who I don't think can win, but who I want to play like top 10, top 20 derivatives on. Cam Champ, Tyler's guy, and our guy, because we had him to win. Totally agree with the handicap there, and his numbers pop for me in this tournament. Sepp Straka, who we've definitely bet before, and his name made Nick laugh, so we're going to go back on Sepp Straka. I have him like as a top 20 golfer in this field, but he is not being priced like that. And then Matt Kuchar, who I think has like literally a 0% chance to win, but could kind of like sneak into the top 20. So those are my bets.
He sounds like an RPG bad guy, Sepp Straka.
Yeah. Leonard,
like not quite the final boss, but like the boss before the final boss.
Right. Before you can beat Kefka, his associate, Sepp Straka.
All right. My golf bets here. Outrights. Hideki, obviously. I know people are fading Hideki this week. I don't care. He won me a lot of money at the Masters, so I'm going to bet him until I'm broke. So Hideki for me. You guys ready? Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Kevin, na.
Oh, they're going to do outright. Nah. Outright would have rhymed, I think.
I should have done that probably. Kevin Na. We'll do Mazzola's boy, Will Zalatoris. You know that I got to ride with Tyler. The Hoffman, Charlie Hoffman. My final outright for this weekend at the Fortnite. Leonard Fortinet. Great show today. It was a lot of fun. For the 3 hours and 49 minutes we were on the air. Ryan, Tristan, Quinton coming up after us. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. Until then, dear listener and dear viewer, wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Mr. Reynolds, unfortunately, you're in the lead, so we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll take the condom thing for 8,000.
That's condiments. This condiment is made from mustard seeds. Burt Reynolds.
That's not my name.
Okay. Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
You buzzed in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
I hate my job.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I loved our conversation the last segment with Brett McMurphy, America's College Football Insider. Power Hour, final hour starts in 20 minutes on this wonderful Wednesday. All our bets for tonight, Major League Baseball, golf bets with Tyler, day three of Lockmas. Ken's going to give out a couple totals he likes in college football. But as you heard coming back from break there, this segment will be devoted to, you know, we'll talk just, you know, favorite comedy routine sketches in our lives. But I'm going to talk about the late, great Norm MacDonald, because I feel like we are all on the show of a certain age. I'm 38. Ken's 37. I think Rick's in his early 30s. I think Bill's in his late 20s or early 30s. I'm not sure how old Mike Brown is, our video producer, but I'm guessing Mike is around our age range as well, where we all kind of, Mike is 32. Bill's 33 in 10 days. So I thought Bill, I took a couple years off you, Bill. So we're all around the same age. I think we all kind of grew up laughing at Norm MacDonald, who, unfortunately, just sucks, man. Cancer's the worst. Passes away yesterday at the age of 61 after what was described as a long battle with cancer, a private battle with cancer fought by Norm Macdonald. The good thing about it, though, is that everyone's sharing, you know, content from Norm last night. I spent like a half an hour watching this stuff last night, just absolutely dying at my computer, which was great. So, again, I don't know if anything from Norm Macdonald's storied career, SNL, or otherwise stand out to you, anything you want to say about it, because this is a guy that I feel like for people in our age group, like, we grew up watching him, and chances are we laughed at a lot of stuff this guy said.
Yeah, and I mean, I have a few things written down, but I think the logical place to start is the where Rick went when he, you know, because Rick probably had a bunch of, like, could have cut a lot of different clips to come out of the break, and went with Celebrity Jeopardy, which really, like, you know, in kind of the pre-internet era, or as the internet was becoming a thing, like, really had this insane thought, like, everyone you knew, everyone I was friends with, like, knew it. And even though it was like an I mean, there are very few SNL sketches nowadays that would ever fit that description, where it was like, it, when it popped up and you knew it was going to be one of those episodes, you're like, oh my God, Celebrity Jeopardy, like this. And now part of that is Will Ferrell playing Alex Trebek, obviously the late Alex Trebek. And but part of it too is the recurring character of Norm Macdonald as Burt Reynolds, which is just
absolutely hilarious.
But it's like the subtle thing. So it's just like, obviously, yes, when he changes his name to Turd Ferguson, yes, that's very funny. And it like says it in the video monitor that his name, but it's just like, the category is condiments, and he's like, give me the condom thing for 8,000.
Like, it just, like, 8,000 is not an option.
Like can't even be bothered to care enough to give an actual dollar amount for the thing. And there's like another famous one, which is there's a French category called a petit déjeuner,
yeah,
is the name of the category.
Yeah, you don't have to say like what it is, but it's 8, yeah. and then like a euphemism for the word.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, I mean, it's just the episode that all those quotes are from, I believe, God, is it like Jimmy Fallon as French Stewart? I think is the person opposite,
yes,
him. I think is who's
and
playing
not,
it.
And is brutally unfunny in that.
Yes,
Jimmy Fallon is.
Yes, is like extremely good at being and basically like they have an interplay with each other. And the episode ends, well, like in the middle of the Celebrity Jeopardy skit, all of a sudden Norm Macdonald playing Burt Reynolds shows up with an oversized cowboy hat.
Yeah, like
it's just like the greatest thing ever. Yeah. Right. He's like, it's an oversized hat because it's funnier than a normal sized hat. And then Extra Beck's just like, okay. Like, let's just, yeah. And it ends, the episode ends with Burt Reynolds taking, like, Norm Macdonald is Burt Reynolds taking the hat off and, like, without Alex Trebek knowing, putting it on top of his head, and he finally, like, cracks him, like, he breaks him, and Will Ferrell's just like, will you get that off of me? Like, he, like, throws it across the room. Like, just, like, those, like, there are plenty of things that I remember about Norm, like, the Weekend Update stuff, and the movie Dirty Work, which maybe we'll get into, which we probably can't.
I need to watch that. I need to watch that movie at some point again, because I remember seeing it, like, a while ago, and, like, and I'm talking like 20 years. It's got to be 20 years old at this point, right?
I saw it in the theater. It came out in the late 90s, I think. I think it was in like 7th or 8th grade when it came out. Rick, have you seen Dirty Work?
Years ago.
I actually haven't.
Oh, you haven't. I know. So Bill is typing in our chat that he has seen Dirty Work. I could have guaranteed between the two of you, at least one of you has seen the movie. So for people who haven't, Norm Macdonald and Artie Lang, obviously famous from the Howard Stern Show, co-star. And like, it's, I mean, Norm Macdonald was coming off SNL. It's a movie that's supposed to showcase like the things that you liked about him on SNL, basically. So the note to self, which was a recurring gimmick, with him on Weekend Update. There's like a really famous one in the movie where he's basically like, someone is describing something disgusting to him and like, have you done this? And he goes, no. And the person goes, well, then you haven't lived. And he goes, note to self, I don't want to live.
Like, yeah. Note to self was ripped off by so many people. Like, everyone did it. And
sure,
it became brutally unfunny as a result. But it was very funny when he did it.
Sure, absolutely. Like, Conan used it on his show in a different form. Fallon still uses it on his show in a different form. So, yeah, it's like any of, like, the internal monologue, basically, but turning it into a funny thing. Yeah, that was obviously...
Jimmy Fallon's not funny.
I like how this just came out of the middle of the, like, segment. He's actually... So, not funny at all, or just like not very funny?
I think the funniest thing Jimmy Fallon does is when he laughs.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
When he gets broke. No,
well, that's his thing.
Breaks,
is that
like,
he,
yes.
Yeah. Right.
But
that's
I find
his
that
SNL
funny.
Thing.
Like, when he starts laughing, I laugh. But that's not, he's not beat. Unless that's like his shtick, in which case it works, because I laugh every time. But like, the stuff that he says, I feel like isn't really that funny. And like, God bless him. The guy's probably worth like $500 million. God bless him. I just don't find him that funny personally.
Yeah, like I would say like conventional like stand-up comedy, I'm inclined to agree with you. Like, does some stuff on a show that I think is good. Like, the show is, do you like the show at all? Well, I'd rather have you say that than no.
I don't mean that to say, like, I watch it and I don't like it. I just never, like, I never really watched Letterman. I never really watched Jay Leno. Like, I've never really been big into that format.
Okay.
Like, my grandfather loved Johnny Carson, who was still around, like, when I was young. I never watched Johnny Carson. I was just never into it.
Because, like, the history of rap things that he does with Timberlake, which there's been, like, six of those, which you probably watched at some point. Those are the most viral things. Because, like, and, like, The Roots plays, obviously, all the songs as they kind of go. So, they like, a lot of the games and stuff that he comes up with are good. But that's definitely not, like, the conventional type of stand-up funny that we're talking about with Norm. So, I agree with you on that one.
Some of the Norm Macdonald clips that were circulating last night. There's one, and Bill, I think you know what I'm talking about here. So, pop on if you do. Where I guess he was doing, like, the Norm Macdonald podcast. And I think, and I don't have the particulars, but my guess is after watching it that they were going to be sponsored by this thing called the Man Grate, which is basically like a grill, like for men, I guess, or something like or like a grill cleaner or something. And sure. It's just Norm like trying to get through like the read for it in like typical Norm, like deadpan fashion. And whoever his guests are just absolutely lose it as he tries to do it. Like he's trying to give the straight laced like, the Man Grate. He goes, Let me tell you something about this grill. And people just start, people lose it immediately. And by the end, Mangrate has apparently been so fed up with Norm, like basically making a mockery of it that they cancel the sponsorship with him. Well, look, I appreciate you saying that. Like, I definitely steal stuff from people. I have stolen a lot from Sebastian Maniscalco, the way that he delivers things. That for sure. Maybe like, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, probably Norm also. And like Seth Rogen tweeted this yesterday, like the well-known comedic actor, right? That I like that was so pretentious the way I said that. The well-known comedic actor. Like he stars in a bunch of like buddy comedies. Like
right. Well-known comedic actor.
Comedic actor. This is so one of my Wikipedia. So right. Seth tweeted yesterday that he basically, when he started his career, just completely ripped off Norm Macdonald's delivery. Because he's got one of like the most classic, unique deliveries of all time where he, and like one of his shticks, and I watched this last night at the Bob Saget, like Comedy Central roast.
Sure.
He literally gets up there and reads bad jokes for 8 minutes and just stays in character, deadpan, serious face the entire time. And the jokes are so brutally unfunny, but the way he's delivering it just has people howling by the end. Like that is a skill to be able to do that. And his delivery is really unique. And like, yeah, you know, like it's a BetQL, a 5-star play for tonight. take the Ravens money line minus 200. They lose. They lose to the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, the delivery is just like what you mentioned, like the skill to be able to like, so like there's, you know, there's levels to it, right? So level one is like, you're just telling bad jokes. Level two is like, you're funny. You tell funny jokes. And then level three is you're so funny that you can tell bad jokes and still be funny. It's like, like the way you like, just like how high you it's have to art. Be on the mountaintop in order to do it. Yeah, exactly. But the ability to be off balance with the delivery too. And obviously like, you know, like OJ Simpson was a topic he addressed a lot. We don't have to do those jokes, but like that was the way he delivered them was so important because with subject matter like that, and this is true with like Chris Rock, with a lot of the routines that he does, like you really have to get it perfect for it to like the margin for error and like being on the high wire is so crazy. Like Chris Rock obviously has one of his most famous comedy routines. Like he had to rehearse to death to be able to get it because if you mess it up a little bit, not only is it not funny, it's actually incredibly controversial and like your career ends basically. But if you nail it, it's perfect. And I feel like with Norm, there was like a lot of that kind of gray area where it's like, there's no safety net. It has to be really funny. And if it's really funny, it's great. And everyone laughs and it's like the best. But man, if it's not, like then actually like the crap storm that comes your way as a result of it is so lengthy, but like was able to thread that needle obviously perfectly with so much of the subject matter.
Now, I don't know if you know like what Brett McMurphy was referencing, the moth joke that he referenced at the
end. No, did not know that reference.
So yeah. Quickly here, and I don't even know, I'm spoiling it for you, but it's fine.
It doesn't matter.
So he goes on Conan O'Brien and he tells this 4-minute joke about a moth going to a podiatrist. And
got
the
it.
Moth is telling the podiatrist, got
it.
All its problems.
Doctors. Yep.
But like in like staggering, like ridiculously unnecessary detail. Like my son Gregorio is really depressed and I'm a coward and I wish I had enough courage like to grab like the loaded gun on my bed. And it goes on for like 4 minutes, just this making things up. And the podiatrist goes, I don't understand why you came to me. Why wouldn't you go to a psychiatrist instead? Why did you come to me, a podiatrist? And the moth says, because the light was on. And that's the joke.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. We'll do a little bit more on this to start next hour. Power hour here on You Better You Bet. Baseball bets for tonight, golf bets, and day 3 of Lochmas.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.